on KLYT. This is ABQ Connect.
We jump into our Friday financial update with Brian Cochran, president of John Moore Associates. Welcome back in, Brian.
Yeah, hello. It's September, but it doesn't feel like fall quite yet around here, does it?
No, but I'll take mid-90s compared to the triple digits for sure. But before we jump into today's topic, I want to remind our listeners that Brian and I spent most of an hour last week for our Friday financial update. And Brian, if you'd like, tease a little bit of what we talked about, and I'll let them know they can find that archive at abqconnect.online.
Yeah, Steve. So we dove into sort of an update on the markets. We've got to talk a lot about artificial intelligence and how that's driving the markets and the risks involved, and maybe the profits we've seen year to date in different sectors. So it was a good sort of general market overview that could be relevant for anyone who has their own investments they're managing or assets in retirement plans such as a 401k or IRA.
All right. And we picked a topic today, actually, great connection here. And we were talking off the air of where we're headed. I don't know if I would have ever thought to pick to talk about this. You know, often when we have money in the market, or, you know, in a, you know, maybe we're approaching a place where, you know, we want to move money out of an account or sell or what have you. And sometimes, or often, you know, I mean, the question of, okay, remember, when you take this out, you're going to have to pay taxes. But sometimes, you know, Brian, I guess worrying too much about one thing could ultimately cause a loss that you maybe weren't counting on.
Exactly, Steve. And we always encourage people to be tax wise, to be very conscious of their tax plan and thoughtful about it. But what we see sometimes is tax avoidance gets to the place where sometimes people let the tax tail wag the investment dog or even the overall financial plan dog. And what I mean by that, Steve, is the way we see that today is if we look down in client portfolios, I was just looking at a client's account, we've got some stock positions for this client that are up 500, 600, even over 1,000%. So these are highly appreciated investments. Now, if you own investments like that outside of a tax sheltered investment account, such as a retirement account like a 403B, 401k, or IRA, Roth IRA, those types of tools, when you make trades, you might incur taxable gains. And so what we see in an environment like this, Steve, where the market's been very strong and maybe specific stocks or investments in specific themes may have exploded in their growth and just done really well, people don't want to sell them, even if it's probably the right thing for the portfolio, because they don't want to incur that capital gain to pay the tax on it. And so we actually just did this on our review on our weekly podcast this week of talking about not letting that tax decision override what could be an investment decision that's wise for your overall goals and your overall investment strategy.
Yeah, I mean, it's admirable to try to do your very best to pay the least amount of taxes you can. But, you know, I mean, long story short, look, if you don't move it and sell it and, you know, take it out now, the amount you would have saved, you know, or the amount you would have made by taking it out now, you're going to miss because you're worried about, you know, you're losing dollars to save pennies.
And where we see this, Steve, a lot of times is these very high growth positions, because they've grown a lot, by definition, they've probably become a larger position in your overall assets. And I'll use an example. We run investment strategies in-house here that might involve 20 to 30 stock positions, and we don't let any one of those positions go beyond about 8% of the portfolio. We might like the stock, we might like the theme, we've enjoyed great performance in that position probably to get it to that size. It might have started at 3 or 4% of the portfolio, but it's grown so much faster than everything else that it's now 8%. And it doesn't matter how much you like the stock or how enthusiastic you are about it. You know, risk is the uncertainty. It's the unknowns. And you're taking extra risk by letting any position become too great. And I've honestly, Steve, seen clients come in with positions like that that are 30, 40, 50% of their investable worth. So they've got this huge amount of risk tied up in one company. And if the narrative on that changes, if the markets shift, you might incur a great loss. So to your point, maybe it's better to pay a little bit to pay the tax now and reallocate that asset rather than continue moving forward with that exceptional risk.
Yeah, well, some pretty short and sweet information and insight when it comes to making those decisions, taking advantage of growth and not worrying maybe as much in this circumstance about the taxes you're going to end up paying. And of course, walking through that with, a certified financial planner or a certified Kingdom advisor or what have you, is going to help make that decision. I know, Brian, when it comes time for me to do that, and I'm away from, because the only thing I have is for retirement. But yeah, I'm going to be a little bit, I just can't imagine not being, should I, is it now? And just to have, wisdom and a multitude of counselors, and the, I guess the confidence to know that, pay the taxes. You're going to overall, and, in the long run, you're really benefiting.
Absolutely. And it's one of those areas, Steve, where, where we can have the best influence as advisors oftentimes is areas where emotion can override good process. And this is one of those where the emotion around paying the tax or the emotional attachment to a stock that's performed very well for you, you've watched it rise, and so you're enthusiastic about it, can override what is disciplined and good process to trim positions that have become too large. And so because we're objective third parties, I don't have that emotional attachment to your money or your investments. I can give you what's the best counsel. Now, that doesn't predict the future. That stock could keep going up. And if it does, great. Maybe you've only trimmed part of it and you still have some participation, but we're preparing for the possibility of that stock moving the other direction and having lost a lot of that gain in an outsized position. So these are the areas, again, where we just need that sort of wise counsel, that objective third party to come in and say, okay, I think I'm doing the right thing, but what are my blind spots that are showing up? Because we're all emotional beings. We have, if you have a functioning human brain, you're going to have these behavioral biases, and that's okay. But sometimes we need a little checks and balances.
Yeah. Well, and if folks want to find out more on the topic, the insights tab at johnmoore.com, a free resource at any time, not only for this topic, but other things that you may, other questions you may have, uses, it's a searchable database. So we encourage you to find whatever it is you might be looking for in that no cost resource at the insights tab at johnmoore.com. Any more on that, Brian?
I think that's it. I guess I would just close by saying again, like you said, if you don't have someone to give you that type of counsel, kingdomadvisors.com, you can go there and they have a feature where you can search for a certified Kingdom advisor, someone who is credentialed in the traditional way, but also has trained in the application of biblical principles around money. So it's a good tool.
Yeah, that's so important. All right. Well, Brian, always appreciate your time on our Friday Financial Update and look forward to catching up again real soon.
Yep, my pleasure.
All right, and thank you for listening to ABQ Connect.
ABQ Connect is a production of KLYT. The views expressed on ABQ Connect do not necessarily reflect the views of the staff or management of KLYT.